Welcome and welcome back, my kings and queens, my brothers and sisters. Welcome back to From Glory to Glory Ministries. This is your girl, Shanika L, for those who are tuning in for the first time, y'all. Glory, all praise and great glory belongs to our Elohim, our Yah, our God, our Yahweh. Glory be to God. You know, I was sitting here just conversing with the Most High, and I began to self-reflect with y'all. If y'all haven't heard me say it before, self-reflection is the key. And I began to tell the Most High that I wanted to be more consistent, because we have, our God is consistent in everything that he does. And I even told him that I would like to be more consistent with the ministry. I was like, but I don't really have anything to discuss with your people. And all of a sudden, y'all, he downloaded into my spirit that he is preparing us for our next move. He is preparing some of you for your next move. Glory be to God. But before he elevates you to the next level, he has to humble you. The Bible says that he that exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. So if you're a child of the Most High God and you're going through a season where it is causing you to humble yourself, so you may be going through a season of tribulation after tribulation, you're going through a season of struggle, you're going through a season where the Most High is stretching you thin, right? He is testing your faith. It seems like you're just being tested. The enemy is coming at you all different directions. But the Most High is allowing that to happen so he can humble you. He can humble us. You see, the Most High hates pride. This world will tell you that pride is a good thing. And they will even try to tell you that there is a such thing as good pride. No, there is no such thing as good pride. Most High God hates pride. Pride is the thing that got Satan kicked out of heaven. So he doesn't want his children having pride in them. So what happens is he'll put us through a season where we have no choice but to humble ourselves. We have no choice but to look within ourselves to see if there's anything that shouldn't be there. Any sins that we are involving ourselves in that shouldn't be there. Things that we shouldn't, or he does not want to take to that next level. Glory be to God. And see, a lot of us miss it because we're so busy focusing on that tribulation. We're so focused on that thing, that situation, that circumstance that we're going through, but we're not seeing the process and the thing that God is trying to do unto us. That's why, and I'm going to say it again, self-reflection is the key. You know, this ministry is not going to tell you that, you know, everything is okay if you're having sin within you. If you are participating in the sin that God is telling you to throw away. Now, it may be something within you that is not supposed to be there. For example, you may be the type to be impatient. And what I have learned is that impatience is a form of pride, right? So what happens? He'll put you in a season to where you have no choice but to wait. Glory be to God. Oh man, glory be to God for that revelation, baby. And that's the thing. For that next move that God is preparing you for, it's going to require those fruits of the Spirit. It's going to require a new you. Because if you're trying to take that old thing into the new, you won't be able to hold on to that new thing. See, the Most High knows what he's doing. He knows what's best for us. And even though the thing that we're going through seems so grievous, it seems like heinous, it seems unbearable, but he won't put more on us than what we're able, and will with that temptation make a way to escape. And that's the escape. When he opened up that door to escape, it's escaping to the next level. Because I find it over my experiences, whenever the Most High is about to elevate me, he will put me in a season of trials and tribulations. And once that door of escape opened, next thing you know, he raises me up to the next level. Glory be to God. So fret not. Just know that the things that you're going through is to teach you. It is to humble you. When I looked at the definition to the word exalted in the Bible, it means to elevate. It means to raise up in power, to raise up to another level. Glory be to God. I just want to come on here and encourage my brothers and sisters that even though you're going through what you're going through, the Most High is just trying to humble you. But you have to let him humble you. You have to look deep within yourself. You have to look within yourself and ask yourself, am I really displaying the fruits of the Spirit? It's a song in the Bible that David says, try my thoughts and see if there's any wicked way found in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. So it may be something within you that God is trying to get rid of. But you have to be open-minded to him. You have to be open-minded to his will. And it's so easy to try to do things our way, but we have to do things Yah's way. Glory be to God. I didn't want to hold y'all long. I just want to encourage y'all today and just know that I love each and every last one of y'all. And just know God is preparing you for your next move. This is your season of being humbled. Once you are humble, the Most High God will raise you up in his power. He will raise you up, baby. And he will elevate you to that next level. And ain't no devil in hell that's going to stop you for that move that he's about to make in your life. I love each and every last one of y'all. I hope that y'all have a blessed and prosperous day. Until next time, my brothers and sisters, God bless. Talk soon.